Now and Again is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage, Keanu, and more, head on over to cageclub.me. That is cageclub.me. Please play this song on the radio. Guys, gals, and non-binary pals, welcome back to the Emotion Minute. I'm Chris Podcasts. That's Nico Vasillo. This episode, we are talking about Making the Most of the Night, track 7 off of 2015's Emotion. And this one, this is kind of an all-star cast here. This song was initially, I don't know the order here, but has songwriting credits from Haim, from Sia, before finally Carly Rae Jepsen. And boy, this song does kind of feel like a victory lap or greatest hits from a lot of great pop artists, because this song fucking rules. Gun to my head, this is probably in my top 3 tracks off of Emotion.
Oh, without question, this was one of the songs that like really hooked me. I knew I loved Emotion from the first note, but this was the first time I said, nope, this is like the best record ever. Yep.
Oh, the run in the middle of this album with, for me, Making the Most of the Night, Your Type, Let's Get Lost is as good as the Runaway With Me Emotion opening, if not better. Like, the middle of this album, I fucking love it. And I could just, like, there's times if I'm in the car, I'll just, like, go back and listen to those three again. And this kicks it off in such a great, awesome way. Love that chimey intro with just the very reverby whoa-ohs throughout, which, to me, you can go on YouTube, actually, and hear Sia's version of the song, which doesn't work as well. But that intro is very Sia to me.
I think so much of the song is, I think, you know, we said this album is timeless and also really specific and throwbacky, but this song has an excitement that I feel like is definitely made up of all of the best pieces of everybody who worked on it. There's an energy.
Mm. Yeah, and this song, I mean, it needs to have an energy. It's a song that is constantly driving forward to the next movement of it. It's constantly building on itself, which I think some of the best pop songs do. An example is that pre-chorus, where it's kind of, most of it falls away except some light synth and just that pounding, you know, toms and floor drum kind of run up while she's saying, I'm coming to get you, I'm coming to get you, I'm coming. Like it, and then it builds to that great chorus. Love when a pop song builds upon itself.
And the harmonies drive your ears in a certain direction. They make you feel specific excitement.
And lyrically, you know, we'll always probably say that lyrically it's maybe not the best. And I think this one works a little bit better. And maybe it's partially because it went through so many hands before finally hitting Carly Rae's. I think the use of the phrase, and this is maybe getting very deep reedy, very nitpicky. I think the use of the word hijack is very interesting. That is not a lyric or even a word that gets thrown around in like music or life really a lot. It's got a very specific use, really, which is like hijacking a plane.
It's such a Sia word.
Something like that, you know? Like taking it by force. Yeah, yeah. It's taking it by force. It's like, this is someone who, like, maybe because it's on my mind and why we're recording all of this Emotion chunk at once, I feel like it's relatable because I am in a place in my life right now where I am very stressed out and I often don't leave my house for days at a time because I'm studying. I just feel like the phrase hijack would be like friends just showing up at my house and being like, we know you're fucking stressed out. You need to get away from the books for a day. We're coming to hijack you and we're going to go have some fun. And I feel like that word in and of itself adds this layer of emotion. I was trying to find a different word, but sometimes it's just the one that's there, to the song. That changes the perspective a little bit.
And I think it's a Sia word. Like at the end of the heart, like at the end of the day and the heart of it all, I can hear Sia singing it in like any song. Like, you know, hijack my heart in that very Sia way. I can hear her say hijack in any song. And Carly Rae singing it makes it much more powerful. If it was a Sia lyric, we'd be like, and then Sia sings about hijacking hearts like planes. Because, you know, elastic heart. We don't think anything about it.
Yeah.
Because it's Carly Rae, it has so much more intensity.
And it, like I said, it's constantly building up. I love when everything just falls away except the drums, because it's such a perfect intro to that chorus, and just and lyrically, I think it's pretty evocative. Top down, like the wind through your hair on a summer's night. The red lights all run. We talked about this song not leaving our car for a long time. Like in so many ways, this is a song, and 80s synth pop in general, I think, it's so good for a warm summer's day. And like this is a great example of why Emotion to me is a summer album.
I think this is an anytime album. I also think it's a great fall album. Like Let's Get Lost is a fall song.
Oh, well, yeah, isn't it? Do you have certain albums that just like kind of like, you know, that they're going to get played more in the summer? You know, they're going to get played more in the winter, because I certainly do.
Oh, totally. Oh, no. And like sometimes there's even artists who have certain, like, this is Tori's winter album. This is Tori's spring album.
Yeah, and Alkaline, I have bands really for me too. Like an Alkaline Trio album is always going to be like a start of summer. Can finally open the windows on the car and just drive with it loud kind of album. Emily Haynes' Knives Don't Have Your Back is like my favorite, like driving at night with a little bit of snow and it's like, it's dark way too early kind of album. Yeah, Emotion for me is a midsummer album, and this middle of the album, starting with Making the Most of the Night, is one of the reasons why for me. And visually, and like the things it evokes, like I said, top down, like the wind through your hair on a summer's night, maybe is the most obvious. Eyes wide, like you've never seen the ocean, never seen the tides. This is probably, I don't want to double down on this because I haven't listened to the album straight through before recording this, but like probably the best lyrics on the album.
It's at least the most dynamic, earwormy song, and has the lyrics that match.
What do you think about this bridge? Because I think Emotion's bridges might be my favorite. I loved writing bridges when I was writing music. Bridges just, they're really interesting to me because they're the one place where like the song changes so drastically and for such a short period of time. Like I really love a great bridge in the same way that if you listen to Now and Again, you know that I hate a really unnecessary key change. I love a bridge that feels so differently. And this one, everything just kind of drops away and gets much more personal than the rest of the song.
It's the Carly Raisiest part of the song.
In what way?
Well, it's got the most basic lyrics, it's got the most basic vocals, and it's the most warm, very
warm's a good word.
Major chord progression, fun part of the song. That just feels the Carly Raisiest
part.
I love it. I feel like the chorus is so Sia.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And I don't feel like the syncopation of the verse is at all Carly Rae, but you know, the I won't let you stay here, I won't let you hide, no more tears, don't waste another day. It's a Hallmark card. It's very Carly Rae.
It is. The other thing that I find very Carly Rae is the outro chorus with the haze popping in, just like that's something that she loves to do, is pop in with like a hey in the background of a track. If you took a drink every time something like that happened on Emotion, you would be dead by like LA hallucinations.
Oh, I completely get that.
You know what else is very CAE to me is the way that the lyrics blend from one line into the next. Like the gold mines glisten on the skin for you and here I come now, like the kind of the blending of the backup vocal into the next line, that is so unbelievably Sia-y to me, and there is, I don't think, anything like that on the entire rest of the album. That might be the one thing that sticks out the most on this as like the least Carly, like giving the song to her kind of thing on the whole album.
I can hear that too. I think Taking Off, Got Your Hands in the Air and You're Feeling All Right, that's such a Sia thing.
Yeah, all of the verses are so Sia-y. But it still works because, like, she just performs the hell out of these songs, and she picks the songs well. And if you believe that there was like 200 songs in the Emotion, recording sessions, then she could pick really discriminately and take the songs that really worked the best. Even if you have 200, you record like 40 and you pick the best 25 to make it out there in some way, album, B-sides, bonuses, blah, blah, blah. This song does feel very Sia-esque, you're right, but it still works for her in a way that, like, if Telephone had been initially for Britney Spears and Britney Spears released it, like, it would not have worked the same way Gaga's did. This song works better to me as a Carly song that feels Sia-esque than it ever would have been as a Sia song.
Oh, yeah, because Sia's asshole voice was in full swing on this song. It was Dangerously Annoying by Sia.
And that's Making the Most of the Night. I'm Chris Podcasts. For Nico Vasillo, we will catch you on the flip side.